Dear friends, to appreciate the enormity of what Jesus is doing on this day, we need to go back to the Old Testament, to the first reading, and contemplate what it would feel like to be enslaved for 350 years. And what it took to work all those miracles in Egypt to convince Pharaoh that these people need to be liberated. And then what Moses had to do, all the observances he had to perform, like killing the lamb and putting the blood on the doorposts of every Israelite's house, home. And the angel of death came and passed over their homes. Just contemplate that. If Moses knew what he was getting into, he wouldn't dare. And of course, it didn't take too long for him to figure it out. They gave him troubles upon troubles upon troubles. So the reality of that enslavement of 350 years didn't just disappear after they crossed the Red Sea. And so, in so many ways, for another 40 years in the desert, God did spectacular things to forge this nation. And in forging this nation, a new covenant had to be made. A covenant, a bond of relationship between this invisible God and mere human beings. So for deliverance to happen, there has to be some form of sickness, enslavement. So the covenant of the law had to be made so as to guide this nation, this special nation, into a people that are protected not because they're so good, not because of their ability to keep their part of the covenant, but because the one who made the covenant with them is incredibly good. Deliverance. Let's contemplate that deliverance and then contemplate our dear Lord and what we're celebrating today. He is repeating the exact same experience on the very same day, the Passover, same season, for his disciples. Showing in a remarkable way that he is the one symbolized by that lamb in Egypt. He is the one symbolized in that covenant of the law that kept the people together. So, but this time, it's not just going to be a symbol of a lamb. It's going to be him. And dear friends, we are in all forms of slavery today. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to say it. Or a rocket scientist, sorry. It is so obvious the kind of problems we're dealing with in our generation. And the incredible, incredible gift of the presence of our Lord. So as we celebrate this evening, let's remember that the deliverance is already here. So what he did tonight is to create a new covenant, a covenant that would never be replaced, never. God did one with Noah, did one with Abraham, did one with Moses. This is it. He has done this covenant. So on this night, he says to his disciples, take, eat. So he institutes this food, this Eucharist, the same sacrifice that had to be made in the Old Testament over and over and over, and the people had to partake of that sacrifice. He says, take, this will be my body that will be hanging on the cross for you. Take and drink my cup, the cup of the covenant that will be shed for the remission of sin, because that's the whole thing. The bondage that we feel in life is liberated by this cup. And of course, in order to perpetuate this covenant, you have to have the priesthood. Dear brothers and sisters, you have to have the priesthood. Thank you for being here, because that means somehow in your heart, our dear Lord is working his spectacular miracle. Because if you look at the events of our times, you wouldn't be here. We have to have the priesthood. As Moses came into that desert and God said to him, get your brother Aaron here, who had no clue what was going on, and ordained him a priest and his household. But they all died. Jesus is the priest. But then, in a remarkable way, as he institutes this incredible covenant of the Eucharist and the priest, and were perpetuated by the priesthood, there is something else. Something else. Charity. I would be useless without charity. You can have all the gifts in the world, without charity is useless. I hate to say with such emphasis, like I know what I'm talking about, but you know what I mean. You have to have charity. That's why he took out his robe and tied that towel around his waist and washed the feet. And you think those feet were clean? Nah. They were not clean. And that's why Peter objected. That's what slaves do. But a master, a person who calls himself a master, is saying to them, you must do this. So, dear friends, our liberation is here, always here, our dear Lord. And thank you for your faith. May he continue to reward your faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.